The Beck Pride Center for America's Wounded Veterans at Arkansas State University and the Arkansas Student Veterans Organization invite veterans of the 7th Annual Patriotic Picnic and Health and Wellness Education Fair. The event Saturday will be at the ASU Pavilion. Director of the Beck Pride Center is Linda Nash. She tells about what the Beck Pride Center does.
We supplement services for veterans. They do not have to be in attendance at ASU, but any veteran in the area is welcome to access us for services. We do everything from helping them understand some of the paperwork they receive from the military or for the VA system. We help file claims. They're interested in extending their education, we will help them in that process, whether they go to ASU or someplace else.
And she tells how the center helps veterans.
Well, with some of our veterans, they're frustrated. They have, due to some of their injuries, for some of them, they have difficulty processing some of this paperwork, understanding it, the forms that they need, what they have to put on them, where does it go. Understanding the language that's in all the documents that they receive. And because of the nature of some of the disorders, they quit. They get frustrated, so they shove it aside. The government is very big on deadlines. And if you don't meet them, you may not get some of the services that you need, or you start over. And helping them be timely and to complete all their documentation as needed accurately is critical. And so those are some of the things that we can do. For the ones that are interested in education services, you know, that's another different type of process. And there are multiple sources to pay for education. And so we can help them figure that out. And then how do you enroll in the university? And that, yes, just because you're a non-traditional student, there is a place for you at ASU.
And Nash says the center tailors programs to meet the need of area veterans.
Well, you know, some of the things that we're doing, we're constantly changing. Mm-hmm. We offer workshops. We ask people what do they need to see if we can meet that. We're looking at this fall offering some services to the families, to the spouses of veterans, in addition to the veterans themselves. We've offered financial workshops, a marriage enhancement class for veterans in the past. So we are constantly evolving. And so we have a Facebook page, and so you can look us up on it, and we post different things that are taking place, information that is important to veterans. But and if you're interested in volunteering, that is something that you can also do. The Disabled American Veterans and the Purple Heart Association meet at our site once a month, and anyone that meets those qualifications are welcome to join them, and we can give you information about that.
Nash says the center works with about 200 veterans that are located in Arkansas and surrounding states. And she also tells about Saturday's event.
Well, this will be for the 7th year. And so it is a picnic that will be hosted here on campus. We'll be at the ASU Pavilion. It's going to start at 11 o'clock and we'll go to about 4. We're providing barbecue, hot dogs, a few other assorted things. And then some people will bring potluck style, come and share, bring your chairs, fishing poles. We'll have games for the kids. We have a few door prizes. Our organizations that help support us, Disabled American Veterans, Purple Heart Association, VFW, the Elks, and then some of our providers that do services for our veterans will also have displays there. The VA system out of Memphis is bringing their mobile van. It's a very large mobile assistance. And so it's a chance to visit with some individuals. We also have a gentleman out of Memphis, Patrick Kennedy, who is volunteered to do the music for us. So we'll have some live music. We're looking forward to that.
And she tells about the purpose of the event.
But it's just to say we appreciate, we thank you, come socialize with us, get to know some of the providers and us. If you've never done anything with us, it is for the families in addition to the veterans. And so it's just something that we like to do about twice a year, have some sort of community social event.
And Nash says the event helps provide veterans with needed support in a social setting. as well as getting together in a comfortable environment.
Some of our veterans, due to the nature of some of the issues that they have become a little bit reclusive. It is good for them to get out and realize they're not by themselves, that there are lots of other veterans. Maybe they don't know they're active duty, and so when they come back to this community, they may not even recognize who else is a veteran, and so it lets them link up. Also, with our older veterans and our younger veterans, let them mix. They are a huge support for each other. Some of our older veterans provide services, informal sort of counseling, but access to services, even such as providing transportation for appointments, things like that. So they get to meet a wide group of people that they're comfortable with. That's encouraging. And so that helps them if they're struggling with the system. The VA system, the military, is confusing, has a language of its own. And so they understand that. And sometimes some of those veterans also assist our newer veterans with accessing those services because they've been there, done that.
And that is Linda Nash, a director of the Beck Pride Center on campus at Arkansas State University. More information on the center can be found by calling 870-972-2624. You can also go to our website, kasu.org, click on the news link, more details on the Beck Pride Center.